Hello and welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy, where we're taking a look at all about Microsoft Azure Operational Insights. I'm Matt McSpirit, Technical Evangelist, and I'm pleased to be joined by Laura Cruz, Program Manager in the Azure Operational Insights team. Now, so far we've looked at a general overview of what Operational Insights is all about, and then we looked at some of the deployment options, in which there were three: directly deploying an agent, integration with Microsoft Azure, or utilizing your Operations Manager installation that you've already got in your environment to collect that data and populate Operational Insights. So now we're at a point where we can start to show you how we actually use Operational Insights day to day. We've referenced things like intelligent packs and search so far, but what do they all mean? How can you use them to really get insight into your machine data? And that's what Laura is going to take us through now. So Laura, what have we got in store in this module? What are these intelligence packs that you've been talking about?
Yeah, so the first thing we want to talk about is intelligence packs. And if you're familiar with Operations Manager, you'll already know the concept of management packs, which contain the rules and the exceptions that Operations Manager uses to monitor things. Similarly, intelligence packs tell Operational Insights what information to collect, what are the thresholds, and specifically, what is the scenario that we care about for that particular intelligence pack? So that's really what you need to think about when you go to the intelligence pack gallery, which is the place where all of our intelligence packs are collected, where you can add or remove intelligence packs, and where we give you a description of what are the requirements for each intelligence pack.
So there's not one intelligence pack that rules them all. You don't collect everything and it just brings back, or they're more specialized.
Exactly. The intelligence packs are more specialized, and they're based on the feedback that we've received for customers throughout the preview period about what they really care about and what are the scenarios that are important to them in a hybrid environment. So we have assessments of different Microsoft workloads, like Active Directory and SQL. We also have change tracking that looks at what are the configuration changes that have happened in your environment. And we've actually, we're at like 10 intelligence packs right now, but the list really keeps growing because we're looking at what scenarios become more important to customers as time goes on. And that's basically what intelligence packs are.
So it's a bit like a little app store for intelligence.
It is. It's a little app store.
Do customers have to buy them? Are they free?
No.
Do we make available?
So they're all free today. There could be some paid for ones in the future, but today all of them are free. So you can play with them at your heart's content. All you really need to know is the more intelligence packs you add, then the more data will be collected from your environment. So keep that in mind if you have any limits on how much data you want to be ingesting into Operational Insights.
That would come back to that tiering thing that
exactly.
We talked about before as well in your pricing. So a lot of the ones that we've got are all, I'm guessing, exclusively at the moment, these intelligence packs are all produced by Microsoft. But there's a big ecosystem around Ops Manager, so System Center Operations Manager, the Management Pack framework is extensible by partners. So we see a lot of management packs for VMware and other third parties, Oracle databases, you name it, there's management packs for all sorts. I've even seen one to monitor a coffee pot, which is very useful. So my question is, do we see this going that way in the future? Do we want partners to build intelligence packs?
I think we definitely want to go that way. Customers have very specific scenarios that they actually want to share out with other people, so we're definitely listening at what customers want to build so that eventually we can give them that ability. We don't have it today, but we're actually working, even internally within Microsoft, we're working with other teams so that they can help us create teams. So for example, SQL and AD assessment were actually an internal collaboration by different teams in Microsoft, and that's one way that we're getting it out through our partners. But yeah, in the future, definitely, we hope that external partners can.
Okay, so that's intelligent packs, and that helps me to, and you will see it shortly through demonstration, but that gives me a visual representation of that specific type of data, like AD, change tracking, whatever it may be. But the power, I mean, when we're collecting a lot of these logs, and it could be millions of logs, the search is something we referenced earlier.
Exactly.
So tell us a bit about why search is so important. What does it matter? You know, what's
search,
the big deal?
Search is behind everything that you see in Operational Insights, and it's really the core feature of the service that we're providing, because that's the big job that Operational Insights is doing for you. It's collecting all this machine data from your environment that you would have normally had to go and look at manually, and it's ingesting it and it's indexing it so that you can search for specific things that you care about in an almost human language, and you can type out what your specific query is. You can also look at intelligence packs and see what are the queries used there so that you can base your queries from something that's already in an intelligence pack and then limit them through facets. We provide facets to basically filter out the results. So we'll show you what different categories are being shown in the search results, and you can use a facet to limit the results maybe to a specific type of event, to a specific type of object that's in search, or even to a specific server.
Cool. So in other words, the search is really powerful.
It is.
So one thing about search is, I'm guessing, the speed of the service, the response time is incredibly low. It's incredibly quick. Mm-hmm. If you were, and this is a pre-constructed service that you consume from the cloud, but if you were to build this on premises, I'm guessing you would need some serious horsepower to crunch the numbers in such a way that you could get the results and responses quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the advantage of consuming the cloud
service. Yeah, and we absolutely want to provide something to our customers that they don't want to build on their own. That's too much work for one, you know, individual organization to create, and that's really what we're trying to do, give them a really powerful search experience where they can, you know, search for anything that's important in their machine data.
Mm, cool. Okay, so you've gone through intelligence packs. Mm-hmm. We know generally what they are, and we'll take a look at in more depth through the demonstration, look at some of the different ones, and mm-hmm. we'll experience search in the demonstration as well and how powerful mm-hmm. it is to navigate around and aggregate that information into views that are relevant. How can I visualize the information in a way that's customized to me? You know, because the intelligence packs are great, but if I want a specialized dashboard for me to have a look at,
you can have that.
I can have that.
You can have that, absolutely.
It's all about giving.
So in search, we actually provide this feature called Save Search. So when you find that you're doing a search constantly over and over, you might as well just save it so that you can just click it one time and get the results anytime you want to run that search. We're basing custom dashboards on saved searches. So after you save your searches, you can go to My Dashboard, which is available on the overview page, and actually add tiles for saved searches that matter to you. You can pick whether you can see them as a chart or perhaps just as one digit, and you can even set thresholds on that digit so that the number pops out at you if perhaps the search results for that one query go beyond a number that you've been watching.
So the slide actually shows quite a good example there. Mm-hmm. There's a mixture of graphs, of numbers, and mm-hmm. and I'm guessing that these are live in the sense that you can click into them and be taken to more information.
Exactly. These are search queries. All of these tiles that you see right now are search queries that we've saved onto this environment because they're queries that we want to keep seeing over and over. So yeah, this is all search, visualized.
And it's good to see that no Windows firewall policy settings have changed. Very secure environment. Nobody's been fiddling with anything that they shouldn't have been. So, okay, so we've got the three things around using Ops Insights then. So we've got the intelligence packs. We understand a little bit more about what they are, but we'll see in more detail shortly. Mm-hmm. The power of search is very important. And then from search, you can create these custom dashboards. So I guess there's nothing more for us to do apart from have a look at this in action and really start to see it come to life a bit more in this more complete dashboard form. So let's pop over to the demo.
Okay, so we're going to start talking about intelligence packs. And I'm back at the fresh demo environment that I've created in the previous modules. And one thing to note is that the log management intelligence pack will be there by default. It's really one of our most popular intelligence packs, so we've decided to keep it in there. And for that intelligence pack in particular, you do have to do some configuration beforehand so that it knows what logs you want to collect. And again, this is one of the places where you want to keep in mind the more logs you collect, the more data you'll be ingesting, your limits might be reached faster. But basically for this demo, what we're going to do is we're going to choose what kind of events we want to collect in the log management intelligence pack. So I'm just going to start looking for Microsoft logs that I care about. So I'm just going to pick one Windows event log. And you can also pick what level of event logs you want to capture. If you don't care about informational events, then you just select the ones that matter to you. Once you've picked what event logs you want to collect, you click Save. And then your collection policy has been set for the log management intelligence pack.
So what you've got at the top there, IIS logs, the web server, mm-hmm. What's so special about that? Could I not have chosen IIS in the event logs there? Well,
no, you could have not. Yeah, so that's actually a specific feature that we've enabled recently. So this is only specific for IIS logs, and once you enable that, it will collect all the IIS log format files.
Okay, so I couldn't have picked IIS from that little drop-down you were typing into. Okay, fair enough. So that's you've enabled the log management intelligence part there, and it's going to go away and start collecting information from your selected servers.
Okay. And you'll see that the tiles will tell you once they're actually configured. They will tell you when they're collecting data for the first time and preparing for the first time.
Like that one.
like that one that
yeah,
is doing
excellent.
That exactly.
So how do we add more intelligence packs?
Yeah,
I need more intelligence. Come on.
Yes, we need much more. So aside from Log Management, we have a lot of more intelligence packs. And the way you get them is by going through the intelligence pack gallery. Well, you see that right now all of our 10 intelligence packs are absolutely free. So you can go ahead and try them out as you please. I'm going to go ahead and use change tracking as an example. This one tracks configuration changes across my environment and gives me visualizations specific to configuration changes. So I'm just going to go ahead and add it. And a tile will be added to my overview page where I can then see what are any actions that I need to take to make sure that that intelligence pack is set up. So you can see that for this one, it's telling me that specifically within an hour, any software changes that happen in my environment will start to appear there.
Okay. And is this layout that you've just, obviously you just added that one and it moved into that default position, can I switch it around? Can I move it around?
No, not right now. So right now, this isn't customizable. It's just added, at, you know, depending on what intelligence packs you have or not. But you'll see that you have, there's also the custom dashboard where you can actually manage where things show up and what things show up.
Great. Okay. So so that was importing an intelligence pack. I'm guessing it's as easy to remove.
It is. It is. Yep. Yeah, you can just go back to the intelligence pack gallery, and you'll see that now I actually own the change tracking intelligence pack, and I can just click remove and and confirm that I want to be done with it. And it's gone from my overview page.
So that's pretty straightforward. So this is one that we've built up so far as part of these modules, but it would take a little bit of time, depending on your connection, all that kind of amount of data to populate. So let's jump, I guess, to an environment that's got a little bit more information.
By
we can
magic.
Show you some more richness.
Yeah, so just by magic, we ended up in this awesome environment that already has all of our intelligence packs installed. And you can see that the visualizations vary depending on what intelligence pack you're looking at. And of course, you might not need all the intelligence packs in your environment, especially if you're looking at, you're being careful about how much data you're ingesting. But we definitely want you to see that there's a lot of rich visualizations available, and there's a lot of different scenarios that we support in intelligence pack. So I mentioned earlier, so we support Active Directory and SQL Assessment. You'll see we have AD Assessment over here and SQL Assessment further down the page. Now, these assessment intelligence packs were created with the help of another team at Microsoft. And what these do is they look at what are the most common issues for those Microsoft workloads. And if they detect that there's a high priority action that you haven't taken in your environment that could maybe cause issues down the road, it tells you what servers are missing that action, and it links you directly to the KB article that will help you follow the steps to complete that in your environment.
So how has it got that knowledge? Where's it got it from? Is it from working with customers and
well,
customer
support? So the core content comes from KB articles, which are created by our support team. Anytime a customer calls Microsoft, they work with them to resolve issues. And whenever they get to a solution, they document it and they tell you what are the symptoms for that issue, what are the products that are affected by that issue, and then what you can do to resolve it. So what these intelligence packs are doing is they're looking for those conditions in your environment. Mm. And if they find it, they'll let you know through these visualizations. And if you want, you can take that action that's already recommended in that KB article. So it avoids you having to go read through all the KB articles for the workloads in your environment, and it just pops up the ones that are actually relevant to you that are happening right now in your environment.
So it's almost like, in a way, it's helping you to try to adhere to best practices based on not necessarily other people's mistakes, but things that have happened in other people's environments.
Exactly. It's gotchas and pitfalls that we don't want you to fall into and we already know are existing in your environment, or you might be setting yourself up to get in those situations. So you can see that, for example, I'm going to pick one of the AD assessment recommendations that I have here. And for each recommendation, it will tell you what servers are affected and the suggested plan of action. If you're not very familiar with that issue, you also get additional context on what the issue is and how it happened.
Nice.
Yeah. And you get this for Active Directory. You get this for SQL. And one of the older older intelligence packs, the configuration assessment, works in very much the same way. And configuration assessment groups multiple workloads. It has Link, SharePoint, Windows Server, and SQL Server. So this one is more of an all-in-one. But if you only care about SQL, if you only care about Active Directory, then you want to look at those specific intelligence packs.
Nice. Okay, so let's some of the other ones on there, and one that's close to my heart, being an infrastructure guy and data center guy, was capacity planning.
Yes.
So what's in there? There were some cool visuals, I saw.
Yeah. So capacity planning is one of the intelligence packs we actually came out of initially in the preview with. And one thing to note is this intelligence pack does require virtual machine manager.
Right.
But what this intelligence pack really wants to help you solve is if it looks at how much data, it's in your virtual machines and whether you're approaching the maximum capacity that you have in your machine. So you'll see that it has this visualization. And if it's going, straight up, then you're probably in trouble. But it will tell you, what's the amount of days that are remaining until you basically run out of space.
So it's looking at things like CPU memory,
yep.
the core
yep.
metrics that are associated with virtualization and what you need to be aware of. And if you're consistently adding virtual machines once or twice a week, it's going to know that you're going to run out of space in X amount of days. And I think it said on the graph there that there was a number of days left.
Is, exactly.
is that what it was indicating?
Exactly. So that's the amount of days. Yeah. So here in this environment, we have 24 days until we get to the maximum capacity that we have for our virtual machines today.
Does it also help me with... we have users in our environment where perhaps we're using self-service, and they'll say, I need a VM that's got 8 gig of RAM and 12 cores, and it needs to run a file server for one user. You think, it's a bit big for that user. I mean, can it help me identify where people are wasting?
Yes.
Inefficient?
Yes, I believe so.
It will
show you, actually, this is a deeper breakdown into what's available in your environment. So you can actually look at what are the hosts with the highest utilization for either cores or memory, and then you can actually pick which are the machines in your environment that are actually available for a task such
yeah.
as that.
Okay, interesting. So yeah, if you scroll to the right, I think I can see efficiency just peeking out there. So it's saying, okay, top host with inefficient VMs, and you can export to Excel as well, which
Excel
fans
will
love. top host by utilization, bottom host. So it certainly helps you visualize, and as your environments get larger, that becomes even more critical, where you are just wasting space, capacity, compute resources, and so on. And that's compute, but I think we've also got some stuff for storage as well. Is that right? If we're under capacity, I think if we go back out to the capacity higher level.
Give me a moment here, and I will do it. Yeah,
storage stuff
as
well, because people, again, I need a VM, it needs to have 200 gig of space, but you're using 5. That's not perhaps efficient. So yeah, projection and disk performance and stuff, they're all very, very useful. And does the storage one, I'm guessing that requires virtual machine manager
as
well?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it
so
does.
It's all
and this requires operations manager hooked up to virtual machine manager. So actually, this is one intelligence pack that does require operations manager. And I think this is the only one that requires operations manager.
Okay, because it's extracting all that useful information. Okay, so if we go back to the dashboard page that we saw earlier on, what else have we got on there? I mean, capacity planning was one for me, but what are
those? So we have capacity planning, we have the different assessment intelligence packs. We also have alert management, which is actually another one that's connected to operations manager. So if you want to view your operations manager alerts through the operational insights portal, you can absolutely do that. Now, you can't take actions on them yet and push that action back into operations manager, like ignore or change thresholds, but you can see what are the different sources with alerts and what are the top critical and warning alerts in your environment. So that's really helpful for folks that are on Operations Manager and have connected it to their Operational Insights environment.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Have we got any others on there?
We still have.
So
security and audit, it's actually a very powerful intelligence pack, but we have a whole module dedicated to it later on. So I'm going to go ahead and skip that one.
Okay. So what about updates?
Yeah. So actually, I think I want to go into updates. This is one intelligence pack that I worked with. And basically, what this is doing is it looks at the missing updates definitions in your different servers, and it tells you what servers are missing the most updates, what servers haven't been updated in a very long time, and it also breaks down updates by what type. So if you are particularly interested in security updates, you can get a breakdown on how many security updates are missing across your servers. And you can also see where update rollups are missing or perhaps definition updates.
So with that example then, is it talking to WSUS, Windows Server Update Services, and aggregating that information through here, or is it talking to every server and saying, what are you missing? What are you missing?
Well, it's doing several things. It can actually talk to WSUS. We're also getting a definition file from the Microsoft update service, and that tells us what are the updates that's available, which we'll then check against the different servers and environment.
Because, yeah, if you're using an enterprise patching mechanism, like System Center Configuration Manager that's using WSUS as its source, it might not have got those updates from Microsoft Update yet. There's a process to go through to roll out the patches. So comparing with Microsoft Update might not necessarily reflect what's
internal. And there are admins that choose to ignore certain updates in their environment, so we'll take that into consideration.
Okay, so you get a good view of what's missing. I mean, it's a nice visual view as well in a single place. So there was malware on there as well. Is that we're going to cover that in the next module?
No, we'll cover this one right now. So malware assessment is another one of our intelligence packs. And basically, malware will look at your environment and will see what's the real-time protection on the servers in your environment. Have they all responded? And are their signatures up to date? So that's really the breakdown that you're getting here. And you'll see that in this environment, 32% of my servers don't have sufficient protection. That could be they're not reporting. No, they don't have real-time protection, or their signature is out of date.
It's only a third, so you don't need to worry.
It's only a third of my servers.
It's only a third of your
servers.
You don't have to worry too much. But at least you know that it's missing. I mean, that's the key thing. Having the knowledge so you can act on it is important. But I'm guessing at this stage, it's really just about helping you visualize what you're missing, rather than you're not going to be able to trigger an AV update or anything from there. No. Okay, so that's fair enough.
A reading mechanism there.
Yeah.
So let me see. What all?
What about change tracking?
Oh yeah, change tracking is a lot very last.
Because you've got a lot of things that are going
on. Yeah. So change tracking is a really exciting intelligence pack, because this one is looking at what are the different software changes happening in your environment, be it with applications or with updates. And again, it tells you how many changes are happening in a particular server. So if you want to be careful with a particular server and you notice that all of a sudden there's a lot of changes going on that you certainly didn't authorize, then that's something that you can use as a security measure to show you what you need to pay attention to. We'll also show you what different types of software changes are happening. So after Patch Tuesday, perhaps you'll know that you'll have a lot of changes in your software. So that's really what you have in the change tracking intelligence pack.
Is it exclusive to Microsoft apps, or will it, if a third-party application or piece of software makes a change to the operating system?
I believe we're sticking to Microsoft updates. I could go check that out, but I believe it's sticking to Microsoft software right now.
Okay, okay. But if it changes the operating system, I guess it would
reflect. If it changes the Microsoft operating system, absolutely, then we'll know.
But I guess, again, going forward in the future, if third parties start producing intelligence packs, they could factor that into there. So is there any others? The log management looked quite interesting, because there were some big numbers on there. It looked like you had, 12 million?
Log management looks at absolutely, all the logs that you want to analyze. And basically, let me click on that. It will show you the breakdown of Windows events by event log that's happening. And it'll show you a similar breakdown for IIS logs. And you can see that now that this is populated, it looks very different from the vanilla log management screens that we have here. It'll also tell you how many records have seen in the last 24 hours and what the different types of those are. So we have 335,000 event logs and several thousand IIS logs in our system right now.
Okay, so that log management, it says you've got 12.7 or thereabouts million records. Do I have to, for the AD pack to work and the SQL pack to work, do I have to have gone into the log management and added those specific logs, so they don't rely on one another? Packs aren't interrelated in that.
Yeah, the intelligence packs are absolutely independent from each other, so you don't need to set up one so that the other can work. So
right. Okay. Great. Yeah. So that's, I guess, a good overview of those intelligence packs, and it is as easy as that. You just import, as we saw earlier, and it'll start collecting data. So I'm intrigued to see the power of search. So what can I do that the UI isn't giving me here through those nice dashboards? Yeah. What can I do?
So the intelligence packs are really limited to specific scenarios. But when you're troubleshooting an issue and maybe you care about a specific event or you care about a specific computer, you'll want to go into search. And our search is very powerful today. And one of the ways that we want to make it powerful is by surfacing common queries to you. So you'll see that we have saved searches for the different categories in our environment, and right now they're categorized by intelligence packs. So I can just click,
saved these already, or these ones?
These have been saved already into our environment. I do believe that we provide some default ones out of the box, but you can definitely keep adding save searches to your environment, and they will appear there depending on what category you put on them. So I just selected for all the performance events that under the capacity category, and you can see that I'm getting 500 performance counters. For performance counters, we also get a chart showing you the counter name, the object name, what computer it's on. So the object display name actually means the server that it's on right now. And you can see a graphical representation of that counter through time.
Looks like it hasn't changed a great deal.
Yeah, it hasn't changed a great deal. Another thing that we mentioned earlier is you can also limit search results. You can narrow them down by time period. So I can move the button around, I just want to call it button, the button around to limit search results to a particular period in time. And that will help you a lot in troubleshooting scenarios where you know that an issue occurred at a certain point in time. You can limit search results just to that period so you can see what else was happening in your environment at that point in time when your issue occurred. You can limit by different counters. In this case, you can also limit by instance. And you can also limit, which I think is one of the key things here, you can limit by server name. So when you know that you had a particular issue with a server, you can limit your search results to one particular server.
So one search that I recently saw from one of your colleagues actually was around backup, and a backup job had failed. So searching through the queries found backup, scoped it down to a period of time when that backup job had started failing, looked at the configuration changes that had taken place within that time window, and found that somebody had installed a defrag tool onto the server that was consuming I/O that meant the backup job was struggling and on some occasions failing. So the key thing there is using the search and using the different terms like backup and using the change management tracking that's in here, it enabled that person to quickly drill in with relative ease into figuring out what was causing that problem. And then they could go ahead and go and remediate. So
exactly. And then, so on the left side of search, you have all the ways you can filter search. But then on the right side, you have your search history, which again comes really useful if you find yourself repeating the same search throughout the day. And you can also, this is where you can actually save your searches. So you can, do a search, and then you can click the star plus button to save that search with any name that you want. So I am looking at all configuration changes. I'm just going to put config changes here. And I'm actually going to group that under configuration assessment.
So it will appear on that little search landing page.
Appear on the search landing page, and you'll see that this is actually very useful later on for when I want to create my custom dashboard too.
Right, okay.
So from here, I can switch from save searches to search history, all on the same page. And yeah, let's see that it's appearing. Oh, I actually moved away from search into my overview. But yeah, and yeah, so we have configuration assessment, and there's my config changes save search that I just saved. And if I want to run it, I can just click it, and again, I'll get all the search results that I saw previously.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier search and the kind of terms you use. Does it support things like natural language? Could I search for show me backup?
We have a search syntax today. So that's one thing that we really want our users to familiarize themselves with. And we'll share the resources to everything on our search syntax on this module. It's really useful to familiarize yourself with it. Daniele Muchetta, one of our PMs in our team, he's actually written a really thorough 7-series blog post on search only. So if you want to become an expert on search, you can definitely check that out, and I guarantee you will be a search expert by the time we're done.
So you can search for that blog post in the resources later on. You won't even have to search because we've provided it
for you. We'll give it to you.
Yeah, there you go. We've given it to you. But if you do want to search, you can probably find it online.
We also support export on search as well. So anytime you get a search result and you want to actually move those over somewhere else, perhaps a report for someone that doesn't use operational insights, you can just click the export button, and then you'll get an Excel file with all the results there.
So the results that were in that central console,
everything here, I can click export, and then it'll come out in Excel.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's search. I mean, can I search from anywhere? I mean, if I'm in the capacity planning view, how easy it is to me
you,
to navigate?
You can. So here's the fun thing. So for every intelligence pack, and I'm just going to go configuration assessment for now. For actually, configuration assessment is the only one that doesn't have what I'm looking for. I know update has it because I worked on update. So for most intelligence packs, you can either click the links on the actual visualizations, or you can see common queries that we've actually inserted at the end, towards the end of every intelligence pack, so that you can familiarize yourself with what's happening behind the scenes, and you can use these same queries and type to them, and then eventually end up in search. So it's always the same search experience, but you can get to it from multiple places in the portal.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I think the last thing we want to show in this demo is what to do when you want something customized for yourself.
Yes, that would be nice.
Yeah. Yep. So intelligence packs, you know, they you can't edit them. They come out of the box as they are. You can just configure what they collect, and they're for very specific scenarios. But once you get comfortable with the service, you want to have your own place where you can see those numbers that matter to you that you're familiar already with. So that's where my dashboard comes in. So I've already, you know, this dashboard is already complete with lots of different tiles. And of course, you can limit this to any number of tiles you want. We're actually sharing this between several of us, so that's why there's so many tiles here.
There's a lot of tiles.
But customizing this is very easy. All you have to do is remember you have to save a search beforehand, and then click Customize. And there, you'll see all the saved searches that you've had, and that's where the categories come in very handy. So remember I made a configuration assessment query earlier called config changes. So this is my query right there. I'm going to go ahead and add it to my dashboard. So those are all my config changes being shown as a chart right now. I can click it. I haven't gone out of the customization mode. So I can click it and pick whether I want to see a bar graph or whether I want to see a number there. And when the static number comes in is when you can set a threshold. So I'm going to go ahead and set up a threshold, and I'm going to highlight this number when it's over 15,000. No, actually 14,000. Let's go to that. Oops. 14,000. And you'll see that it goes up. And if I were to change this, let's say 16, it would actually stay gray and it wouldn't draw your attention at all. So the thresholds are actually a way just to, you know, grab your eye so that you can go into my dashboard every day. And then if something is beyond the thresholds that you've already set, you can pay attention to that issue. So I'm going to go ahead and I am done customizing. I'm going to go ahead and leave that tile.
Nice.
And then from there, you can always click it and end up back in search.
Right.
And if you realize that, you know, there's a specific period of time here that you care about, then you can go back and use the facets as you normally would and use the filters in any way you want.
Okay. So if you wanted to update that tile to reflect, I don't want it to be over a week's period, I want it to be just the last 2 days, for instance, would I need to update the query and then resave and then?
Well, you actually have to keep the, I don't think we support time ranges right now in the my dashboard,
right?
But once you get into the search results, you can absolutely do that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So what we saw there was a cool look at the customization. I'm guessing those tiles, that rectangular shape, that's the shape. They don't go big. They don't
go small. That's the shape today. That's definitely something we'll look at, and we'll talk about feedback later on. But we're definitely listening to customer feedback. So if customers have ideas on what they really want to see in my dashboards or anywhere on the portal, there's always a feedback button at the bottom right of the screen, and that's where they can write absolutely anything.
I want one massive tile.
So, yeah.
A smiley face or an unhappy face. That's all I need to know. Everything happy, everything sad. That will work for me. So I had one other question about intelligence packs. From the operations manager days, if somebody released an ops man new management pack for the same product, so let's say we're monitoring Windows Server and the ops man or Windows Server team release a new version, it's up to me, the onus is on me to go and download that new management pack and update the agent. I'm guessing in this scenario, with it being a cloud service and intelligence packs being what they are, if you added to your update management pack that you worked on and added a new some new stuff, some new visualizations, would I just get it?
Yes. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's actually one of the really cool features of us being a service, that we, you know, the engineering team can make changes to any of these intelligence packs and you don't have to do absolutely anything. The intelligence packs are changed, and then a management pack, you know, behind the scenes contains the rules for that intelligence pack, the updated ones, and it will be downloaded back into your environment, and the new rules will be collecting the new information. So absolutely nothing needed on the customer side.
It's just too easy. Frustrating.
That should be the title for this course.
Yeah, it's just too easy. Forget all about Azure Operational Insights. It's just too easy with Operational Insights.
Do everything.
But then it enables you to get going and get value very, very quickly. So that brings us to the end of Module 3, where we've taken a look in quite a lot of depth around the intelligence packs, the search capabilities, and then the custom dashboard. And all of that comes under general usage of Operational Insights. But in the next module, which I hope you will join us for, Module 4, we're going to take a look at security. So we're going to drill into that particular intelligence pack that we left out, because there's a lot of focus on security now in the industry. We want to show you how Operational Insights can really enable you to control and to really visualize what's going on from a security perspective within your environment. So I hope you join us for that. But thank you for watching so far.